What's good? We back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Paul Pickett, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for sports, music, politics, world events, whatever. I got a few topics that we get into. First, I'm going to get into this NBA topic. DeAndre Jordan gets traded to the Grizzlies, and basically he's about to get bought out. And reports are that he's going to the Lakers. I didn't even know Lakers had a slot left because there's so many. They filled so many slots, but they probably got like one slot left, maybe two, and that's it. They say he's a Laker bound. I don't know my take on it, really. Is he really going to help? I mean, he's going to be the third center, I would say. Dwight Howard is still a little bit more athletic and can do a little bit more than him. Plus, Dwight Howard's peak was way bigger than DeAndre Jordan's. So was Marc Gasol's peak, you know. But he'll probably get some. He might get some of those Marc Gasol minutes. If Marc Gasol don't play good at first, DeAndre Jordan will get those minutes. So it's really up to Marc Gasol how well he plays. And if he doesn't play too well, then he best believe that DeAndre Jordan is going to be taking some of those minutes and whatnot. But, I don't know if I talked a little bit about Cam Newton released. And I think he was looking to try to go to Washington, but apparently Washington don't want him. Reports are that Denver might want him as a backup, but we'll see. You got the Hall of Fame coming up with Chris Webber, Ben Wallace. Who we got? We got Chris Webber, Ben Wallace, Chris Bosh, and Paul Pierce, and Tony Kukoc, I think. I don't know if Tony Kukoc really deserves Hall of Fame in my opinion. I mean, he was like a sixth man and a bench guy mainly. You know what I'm saying? He won't really a starter until Jordan was out the league, if he was even starting then. But that's a pretty good Hall of Fame class. Chris Webber, Chris Bosh, Ben Wallace, Paul Pierce, and Tony Kukoc. That's pretty good, you know. I want to get on this one little topic, man. I just noticed, like, sore losers in sports, man. It just seems like some of these athletes, mainly these female athletes like Shaqari Richardson and the tennis player, Osaki. It's like they're like sore losers. It's like if they don't always win, you know, like all hell breaks loose, you know. Like sometimes some athletes are only at their peak of prime for 1 year, one season sometimes. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you're still being the best for a whole year in any field of sports is an accomplishment in my mind. You know, like anybody, I mean, you've seen plenty. Look at Isaiah Thomas. Man, Isaiah Thomas put up like 29 points a game 1 year for Boston and then had the hip injury. You know, these things happen where dudes just have females, whatever, they have these breakout seasons. You know, this idea that, you know, you're supposed to like always win all the time. I mean, even when Jordan first came back, he pretty much lost the first year. He lost the first year, you know. But, but Naomi Osaki, every time she loses, she wants to, oh, I got to step away from the sport. Hey, you can't win all the time. You know, there's winning and losing in sports. Every number one player in any sport getting drafted, every number one player coming into football, coming into basketball, nine times out of ten is going to the worst team in the league, and they're going to lose like crazy the next year, even though, you know, they drafted whoever they drafted. If people can only accept winning and not accept losing in sports, then, man, you don't need to be in sports. That's a bad way to look at it, because people are going to lose. People are going to win. Some people will never win, you know. But you still got to compete, man. Shikari Richardson, she was a sore loser. She want to sit there and dog out the female Jamaican runners. If anybody's been paying attention, for the last decade, Jamaican runners have been running the show anyways. What was Usain Bolt? He was Jamaican, if I do recall. You know, Jamaica has been doing their thing in track and field, man, some sprints. You know, they've been killing it. You know, it's nothing wrong with losing to Jamaica. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you lost to, like, France or something, or then we got issues, man. Like, but, yeah, people that sit there and are these sore losers, that they have these mental breakdowns where, you know, they want to run away from the sport just because they lost and they can't dominate every single time. Get over it, man. Get over it. Everybody doesn't have a great day every single day. 7 days in a week. You might have a good day 6 days, and one day might be bad. You know? But I just know lately there's a lot of sore losers. A lot of sore losers. Every time they lose, they want to make excuses, or they want to run away from the sport and blame media and stuff like that. Stop it, man. You lost. That's it. It happens. You know, you win some, you lose some. I'm in a marketing advertising business. I lose money all the time. You know, it happens. It happens. Drake certified lover boy. I mean, I just did my top 10 hip-hop albums in my vlog. And one thing I will say about Drake doesn't make, like, a whack album. He's never made it, like, a whack album. But what I realized is he's running out of great tracks, man. Like, I didn't – normally, every Drake album – there's that one joint on there that I'm just like, yo, I just could throw a repeat constantly. For this new album, how many songs did I put on repeat? Zero. Nada. Zilch. It's a good album. It's a good album. Don't get me wrong. Is it a great album? No. Is it a classic album? No. But I think it's time for Drake to focus on some other things. I think it's winding down for Drake dominating with just making the best music. I just don't know that Drake necessarily still makes the best music right now. I didn't hear no joint on there that sounded like Justin Bieber Peaches. This album ain't messing with no Justin Bieber album. It ain't messing with Bruno Mars and my man, can't even think of his name right now. But Silk Sonic is the group. It ain't messing with Silk Sonic. I mean, you know, you can't dominate forever. And Drake has had a great run. Drake has had a more than a decade run, like as top two in the game, at least top two in the game for a decade, you know. I don't know that I've seen anybody do that in hip hop. Trying to think here. If I see anybody top two for a decade, maybe LL Cool J. Maybe LL Cool J. I mean, he's like the modern day LL Cool J. But the one thing I will say is the way he did his banner advertising was amazing. The rollout was amazing. Like, him and Kanye's rollouts go to show that, you know, you can't just put all your focus on the internet. You still got to have offline advertising. You still got to advertise offline. You know, yes, the internet dominates a lot of stuff, man. The internet is, everything go viral on the internet, trends, everything, videos, content, whatever. The internet has a lot of influence, but you still got offline things like FM radio, like billboards, like physical magazines, you know, any kind of physical advertising anywhere, you know. You still got, physical advertising in the world. The world isn't going to stay in COVID state forever. I'm going to tell you that much. But Drake's rollout was crazy, ridiculous. How he had banners of all the artists featured on his record in their cities, you know. And that was crazy. I mean, it's crazy. And that's why the album is successful. The album is crazy success, bananas. But when I compare it to all the other Drake albums, it's not, you know, it's not even in the top five. It doesn't make top five, you know. But Drake is Drake, man. I think he should start focusing on other things. Take a break from music. Take a little hiatus. Come back, and that'll be really make the world go crazy. Focus on acting or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just other things, you know. I got a topic I want to get into. It's a little touchy topic. Before I get into it, hit that click now subscribe button. Don't forget these podcasts are sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. Also, New Little Apparel at newlittle.com. Also, for Shizzle, check out the Dizzle. Just add ice. Dizzlebrand.com. Check them out, you know. Hit that click now, subscribe button, like, share. I appreciate it. You know, two thumbs up if you do that. I noticed that people are going in on this Texas abortion laws. I don't know all the details of the Texas abortion laws, but I'm going to give you my take on abortions. The only time I think abortions are acceptable is during rapes. Any other time, there's nothing you can say to convince me that abortions are acceptable. If you don't want to have the kid, then put it up for adoption. That's my take on it. Because, you know, a lot of people want to just only blame the man when a woman gets pregnant. She knew he wasn't strapped on. She knew he was raw dogging it. She was enjoying it. She was loving it as much as he was. And, you know, then they get pregnant and they want to have abortions. Like, I don't agree with that. You know, China has laws on how many kids you can have. And why is that? Because China is so heavily overpopulated. There should be a law against people having children that can't take care of them financially. It's not the government's responsibility. It's not society's responsibility and their taxes to take care of people's children when they can't find, when they keep having kids and they can't financially take care of them. That's on you. If you keep bringing the kids in this world and you can't financially take care of one kid, you're at fault. You're the terrible parent. You know? I mean, I have no kids, and I could financially afford them, but still, I'm not even fully where I want to be with my business. And until I reach that point, then I'd be like, okay, I might have a kid, you know? Plus, I came into this world with no father. And I could tell you what, my life was pretty rough at first. My life was pretty rough at first with no father. Yes, it was. It was very rough, you know. So I'm always going to be a strong believer that a kid should have a mother and a father in the household to have a better chance at life. Denzel Washington stresses this constantly. It starts in the household, you know? So, yes, and another thing is, you know, a man has no choice and no say-so of kids being born nowadays anyways. It's always the woman's decision because you have birth control, contraceptions, and all these different things that a woman can just, and plus she can go get an abortion in certain states. So that she's got all these options to get rid of the baby. So any kid being born, the woman has chose to have the kid, you know. Now, my whole thing is, if you wanna say your body, your choice with abortions, then stop being hypocrites when it comes to vaccinations. Because then it's my body, my choice for a vaccination. That's what this is my problem with the Democrats and their double standards and the lefts and liberals. Like, you know, you're against this Texas abortion law, right? But you're trying to force people to get vaccines. So it's not my body, my choice if I want to get a vaccine. But it's a woman's body, her body, her choice if she wants to get an abortion. Bullshit. That's a double standard. That's a hypocrisy. It's an hypocrisy. And I hate to say it, hypocrites are the scumbags of the earth. Hypocrites are the scumbags of the earth. It's such a hypocrisy. If it's your body, your choice for any one thing on this planet, any one thing on this planet, it's your body, your choice for every damn thing on this planet. That's how it works. Because if not, it's a hypocrisy. It's a double standard. Soon as you pick one thing on this planet that you want to say, my body, my choice, well, guess what? I get to say the same damn thing for anything else I want to. It's just like, hey, when people say they want to identify with whatever gender or whatever sex, well, guess what? I can say I identify with a hippopotamus or a rhinoceros one day a week. Because that's what they're doing. They're identifying with different things every day of the week. So I can identify whatever the hell I want to identify with. And if you say that, oh, all white people are racist, then I could just say I identify with being black. So I can't be a racist because I identify with being black. Hell is Casper the Friendly Ghost. But I can say that because once you open up Pandora's box, that's what y'all doing. Y'all open up in Pandora's box. Once you say it for one thing, then you got to say it for all. And that's my take with this whole abortion thing. Hey, if woman's raped, fine, let her get an abortion. But if you consistently had sex and you knew he didn't strap on, no adoptions, no abortions, adoptions. If you don't want to be a mother, then give up the kid to adoption, to a home with a mother and a father that do want to kid, you know, because they probably can't have their own. But that's my take on abortions. And my take is also, if you are sitting there, if you are against abortion, if you support abortions, but you're sitting there against people who don't get vaccinated, you're a hypocrite. Because all y'all do is throw up, my body, my choice, my body, my choice. Well, guess what? It's my body, my choice that I don't want to get vaccinated. And why do I have to get vaccinated? I haven't been sick in 2.5 years. If anybody should worry about somebody getting them sick, it's me. I should be worried about everybody else in the world getting me sick because I haven't been sick in 2.5 years. And why haven't I been sick in 2.5 years? I don't need Dr. Fauci. I don't need Dr. Fauci to figure this one out. I don't need Dr. Fauci to tell me why I haven't been sick for 2.5 years. You know why I haven't been sick for 2.5 years? Because I work alone and I live alone. I work alone and I live alone. So what does that tell you? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to tell you that most people get sick with people they work with or people they live with. And I have neither. I'm self-employed. I have an old lady. I have a dog. And guess what? Nobody's getting COVID from their doggies. They puppies. Nobody's getting COVID from their doggies. you know. So, yeah, that's my take, man. I mean, I don't know the Texas abortion laws. I'm not even going to get into that because I just know my take on it. My take is if she was raped, fine. Abortions are acceptable. But at the same time, there has to be a police report for that. That's another thing. She can't just say, oh, I was raped and she didn't call the police. There has to be a police report. There has to be proof of what I guess they would say, vaginal tearing and all this and that. There's no proof of that, you know, then a woman could say anything because a woman could scream rape. As soon as a woman screams rape, a man's life's over. Women scream rape all the time and a man ain't even raped them. And as soon as a woman screams it, they automatically locking a man up with no proof whatsoever. And almost every other thing, you can't just lock nobody up for murder with no proof. You got to have actual evidence and proof. As soon as a woman screams rape, they locking you up. Yeah, you might get bail, but they're instantly going to lock you up. They can't just lock you up for murder without, like, some kind of proof. It has to be a witness or the gun was found. Something has to lead to you. But as soon as a woman screams rape, oh, man's get cuffs on him, locked up. And as soon as it hits the paper, he's probably losing his job. His life is over. People are already calling him a rapist, a monster, this, that, and the third. So there has to be a process to this. If she was raped, it has to be a police report. Then she can get an abortion. Bam, I'm cool with that. But if it's consensual sex and you're trying to get an abortion, no, man, you better have a kid get adoption. Or you better stop spreading your legs for a man that ain't wearing a condom. It takes two to tangle. You get 50, you're 50% at fault. Half of it is your fault. That's a lot of fault. 50% is a lot of fault. When they try to give a man 100% of the blame. You know? Just like the incident on Kevin Samuels with a woman. The man clearly tells the woman, I don't want nothing to do with this kid. I don't want to have this kid. Nothing to do with it. Clearly tells him. And guess what? That's his choice. That's his choice. Because life is about choices. And if he chooses, he's already had kids, a bunch of kids. He chooses that he doesn't want to be a father no more. He has that choice. But if she chooses to have the kid and expects him to still be in her life and the kid's life when he clearly said he doesn't want to be a father no more, to no more kids, he clearly doesn't want nothing to do with a kid, then no, he is not at fault because he is clearly stated his stance, made his choice and his stance. But you choose, you know, that's the thing. A man has no choice of a kid's being born. The woman makes the choice for the man. She wants to make the choice for everybody. She wants to make the 100% of the choice, but want to give 100% of the blame. You know, it doesn't work that way. A man has no say-so in a kid being born nowadays. He has no say-so in abortion. And that's the only reason they're, you know, like, they're so... Like, even my grandma posted, like, men shouldn't be making laws about women's bodies. Okay, well, that's cool. Well, but before birth control and all this, you know, a lot of men had more of a say-so on kids being born or not. Now we have no say-so. That's the only reason why y'all want to take that stance, you know. But if that's the stance y'all want to take, then if a man doesn't want to be a father to the kid, then you're held responsible. You're responsible. Since you want to hold the stance of we shouldn't be making laws that have anything to do with a woman's body, well, guess what? Then when you decide that you want to have the kid and the man doesn't want to be the father, you're at fault, not him. He shouldn't have to, as far as I'm concerned, if a man clearly states he doesn't want nothing to do with the kid or does not want to have the kid, and you still have the kid, then he shouldn't have to pay child support or anything. Because he's clearly made a choice. But you want to try to take that choice away from him. Because you got birth control, contraception, and abortions. You got all these options, and we got no say-so over a kid being born. You know? Well, guess what? Then we should have, we ain't got no, if a man has no say-so whether a kid's being born or not, then he should not have to take responsibility. I'm saying it. If a man has no say-so whether a kid is being born or not, then he should not have to take no responsibility. Because people are not responsible for things they have no say-so over. That's, I don't know where people got that in society that, you know, this idea that somebody's responsible over something that they have no say-so over. No, that's not the way it works in the real world. If a person has no say-so or no decision over something, I don't care what it is, then they are not responsible to it. They have no responsibility to that situation whatsoever if they have no say-so in the situation. That's how the real world works. But y'all want to, you know, the laws of man doesn't live in the real world, because the laws of nature are the real world. The laws of man are, there's a bunch of little fairy tale, delusional, you know, worlds y'all living in. Like, for example, paper money, it's all an illusion. It's not real. It has no real value, no real monetary value, but what we say. But y'all want to live in an illusion. Yes, I make money every single day because I have responsibilities. I have to put a roof over my head, food in my belly. I have to pay bills. You know, I have a business that, yes, it takes money to make money. You know what I'm saying? But I am not delusional to the idea that paper money has no real value. That the real value in the laws of nature is the barter system, trade. That's the real value, you know. So, but the laws of man are just, you know, y'all live in these utopia fairy tale worlds, man. You know, where y'all just try to make up things that are not realistic. Once the man had no say-so with a kid being born, if a woman makes 100% the decision of having a kid herself, then a man has no responsibility to that kid. And that's the problem with humans. We're weak, we're emotional. You know, a bear cub, I'm always going to lean on this. A bear cub is living on its own in a year and a half. Might not never see its mom or dad again, but humans got to be taken care of by their mommy and daddy for 18 years, man. You know? It's weak. It's pathetic. And we act like we're so superior to animals and this, that, and the third. No, we're not. Because we have weaknesses that animals don't have that make us weaker. We might be smarter than animals. We're smarter than animals. Okay, we can invent. That's the only thing we have going for us. Because we show way more fear than animals, way more fear than animals, way more hate than animals, way more greed than animals, way more emotions than animals. We're emotionally attached to our mommies and daddies. Animals ain't emotionally attached to their mommies and daddies after a certain point. Bear cubs, a year and a half. If we're going to sit here and act like we're so superior to a bear cub who's living out us only a year and a half, and some of you people got your mommy taking care of you for 30, 40, 50 years, like my uncle. Some of y'all, your mommy take care of your whole life. And you talking about you're superior, we're superior to bear cubs. Not from my point of view, when they living out a year and a half, but you can't, you know, your mommy and daddy got to pay your way through college and everything. Superior, my ass. You know? We're not superior. I'm sorry, humans are not superior species on this planet. We're the soft, sensitive, emotional, weak, mind-stated species. Weak mind-state. Because animals, all the animals follow the laws of nature. All the people don't even follow the laws of man. All the animals follow the laws of nature. People don't even follow the laws of man. You know, that's my take, man. Mankind, we can sit there and act like we're superior. No, we're a bunch of hypocrites. I'm not a hypocrite, but society's a bunch of hypocrites, emotionally attached, weak, you know, fear. Like, I used to have fears, you know, but why fear? I used to stress. Why stress? These are choices. Fear is a choice. Stress is a choice. And we as humans choose to do all these weak things. Show greed, show hate, show fear. You know, we choose to show all these things and think we're superior. You know, but yeah, man, that's my take on the abortion. Long as you ain't a hypocrite about it, I mean, I'm cool with it when it's rapes. If it's consensual sex, nah, man. Nah. Stop spreading your legs. You know, because, and why am I saying telling the man to stop, you know, having sex? Because the man ain't got no say-so with a kid being born anyways. So it's all on the women. The women, you're the only ones that got to say so with kids being born. It's all on you. 100%. You don't want to have, you know, if you don't want to have a kid, then why don't you try having sex with protection? Tell your other significant to strap on. If not, then, no, you shouldn't. Nah, I'm not going to never condone abortions. Adoptions, not abortions. Because, you know, it's so irresponsible. It's just excuses. Y'all just make excuse after excuse after excuse with this. Consensual sex abortions. It's just excuses. That's all it is. You know, and I don't accept excuses in society whatsoever, only solutions. You know, and like I told you, I mean, I was kind of offended with my grandma's post. Like, you know, like, okay, men built the world that women live in, you know, but they keep forgetting that. We built the world they live in. I don't see too many women doing construction, you know, digging ditches, building bridges, building railroads. You know, building boats, planes. I don't see too much of that. I don't see too many women do all these physical labor jobs that men have done to build the world. But we can't dictate laws in the world we built. Hey, call it sexist or not, man, it's true. Men built this world. You know? I mean, if it wasn't for the early cavemen, women wouldn't even lasted. Women wouldn't even lasted in this world as it wasn't for men. You know, gathering berries and nuts, you think they would have lasted forever in society without men hunting, risking their lives, doing the dangerous jobs? Men are always doing the most dangerous jobs in society. Women are doing the least dangerous jobs in society. And we don't get no say-so in making the laws, and we take the most risk and the most dangerous in society. Stop it. You know? It's the facts of life, man. We risk our lives more than women. That's facts. There's more men in the army and then women. And that's a good thing, because if our army was just women, we'd be invaded and conquered by now. Yes, I said it. If our army was just women, we'd be invaded and conquered by now. You kidding me? We'd be the laughing stock of the world if our army was 100% women. You really think 100% women could defend this country? I might as well shoot myself and get it over with if I'm relying on an army of nothing but women to defend me. People can say that sexist or whatever they want. It is fact and truth. You might as well shoot yourself and get it over with if you're relying on nothing but women to defend you in your life. They're going to be the first ones to panic and freak out and run. Stop it. Stop it. When all hell breaks loose, they're the first to panic and freak out. Facts of life, man. Human nature. You know? And once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. This is episode 55. Once again, this podcast is sponsored by Promo Pilots LLC at promopilots.biz. If you need online and marketing promotions for your brand or music, check out promopilots.biz. If you're a dog lover, a cat lover, an animal rights activist, an animal lover, please check out newlitter.com. Check out New Litter Apparel. We got t-shirts, hoodies, shoes. We also got dog bandanas for your dogs to wear as well. Also, got to shout out the Dizzle, dizzlebrand.com. Check them out. Dizzle. Don't forget to add ice on your Dizzle. Dizzle is a mixture of cognac, agave, tequila, orange liquor, mango mix, and crisp lemon. Just hit the first store in Long Beach. And I'm going to get the name of that store shouted out on the next podcast. But be on the lookout soon for Dizzle Brands coming soon to a ABC store, a bar, a club, or anywhere that sells liquor near you. Also, don't forget the audio version of my podcast goes to Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, iHeart, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. Or you can Google the Paul Pickett Podcast as well. Once again, this is episode 55. Don't forget to hit that click now, subscribe button in the right-hand corner. Hit that like, hit that share. We got ads running on the podcast, so please show support. Try to get this podcast pumping, moving. Just giving you my point of views. This is a Paul Pickett Podcast hosted by yours truly, Paul Pickett, a.k.a. The Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, and world events. Thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.